T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show. Great fart noise. Okay, so this is the end of the show. This is where I record a thing that sums up my whole day. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and we do the news and we do all kinds of silly stuff. And today I've got a bunch of friends in studio, so I don't really know what to talk to you guys about because I'm into, like, cats and cartoons. Wait, I know exactly what to talk to you guys about.
I love cartoons.
Okay, we can turn down the fart noises for a minute here. That's okay. Todd, thanks for coming in today.
Great to be here.
Who are these? Todd's a longtime listener, top fan of The End and everything, and he's been by before to check this out, but you didn't get a chance to bring your kids, so...
No, I did not.
Introduce all these hooligans to me.
I got my oldest one, Mason.
Hi, Mason. Come say hi. What are you doing besides... Oh, wait, you don't have school. It's summertime.
Summer break.
You want to hear something heartbreaking? You got to get up on that microphone for me there, buddy. There we go. I know some... little assist there. I know somebody who had to go back to school today.
Aww.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if school started back today? What grade are you in?
Six? Almost to seventh.
So you're going to start seventh this year?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that junior high?
Middle school, yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Okay. What are you looking forward to this year at school? Karate? They probably don't have karate.
He does.
At school.
He does kung fu 3 days a week.
What? You do?
Yeah.
We are fighting after this. That is for sure. Okay. Thanks. Who's next?
Got my middle one, Parker.
Parker, you're next. Come on over here to this microphone. Hi, Parker.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Besides rapid math, great job exposing how old I am. Jeez. Okay. So what grade are you in? You're in like third. You're gonna be fourth grade.
Yeah.
Fourth grade? You got a nice curly set of hair there on top of your head. Oh, go for it.
Get over there.
You can't hear it because the microphones are on, but you just made the Blue Angels fly by.
Nice.
So that was pretty dope. Thank you for that. You must be the little sister. Who
that
are you?
Is the little one, Kinsley.
Kinsley, you're really good at fart noises, I noticed. I guess being the third born, I'm also good at fart noises, and I'm also the third born. So, oh, wait, we got arm farts?
Oh, my God.
That was remarkable. Okay, well, that's what happens when you invite children in to do things. You just get a bunch of
goodbye,
fart noises and sound
goodbye,
effects.
Goodbye,
so.
Goodbye.
Thanks
goodbye,
for coming.
Goodbye.
Okay,
goodbye.
Well, I can see I can control that, which is beautiful. I have the buttons over here to
there
power that. It turns out that even though they're little hooligans now, we have a pretty good record as being really well educated in this part. Check it out.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Seattle scored big for cities that are well edumacated. Good job learning stuff, nerds. The study by Wallet Hub put us 8th among 150 cities studied. 8th? I thought we'd be higher. Guess for big cities, we're behind San Francisco and Boston, who both bested us. The study looked at stuff like the number of people with associate's degrees or time in college or bachelor's degrees and the quality of the universities in the area. Ann Arbor, Michigan, home of the University of Michigan, took the top spot.
Whatever.
Yeah. We're fighting fire using goats? No, we're not literally throwing goats on fires, but after wildfire wreaked havoc in Wenatchee, authorities got smart and hired a business run by a guy called Billy. That business, Billy's Goats. They bring the quadrupeds in to eat away the wildfire fuel and stomp away the rest. Look, I just want to imagine the goats wearing little firefighter helmets while eating 15 hours a day. Yes.
You just got news.
Okay, you guys over here. What's your favorite movie? Anyone?
Me? Pop.
Yeah?
My favorite movie is, well, it's sort of a TV show. It's Paw Patrol.
Okay.
Mine's
talking the microphone.
My favorite movie is Moana.
Yeah. Finally.
I don't really have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite movie?
What's your favorite movie?
What's your favorite show? You got a favorite video game? You're wearing a Super Mario shirt. Anything? Favorite anything?
WWE wrestling.
Yeah, man. All right. There's something. There was a bunch of nerds around here that love the WWE. I have one kid, dude. No, hold on. I have one kid. How do you manage three children? I don't understand how that could even possibly work.
Lots of TV.
Yeah.
It's a circus sometimes.
We end up only watching... we watch the same rocket show over and over and over.
Pizza,
it's like a
pizza face pizza.
Okay. We watch it's on Nova, and it's just like the show about rockets, and my kid who's two is like, Rocket show. And so I've seen the same freaking rocket show like 5,000 times. It could be worse, I'm sure. Paw Patrol or something like that could get a little annoying after a while.
Amazing World of Gumball, that kind of show.
I'm just excited. Oh, I love Gumball. I'm just excited that my kid is into like spacey science things because there's like a ton of opportunity here in Seattle for that.
Yeah.
Then Microsoft goes and ensures that our future is doomed. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah. Microsoft is dumping $1 billion into building an artificial intelligence that can work like our brains.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds super safe and totally under control. The idea for artificial general intelligence would see this quantum machine brain able to use reason to solve problems, like us.
Humans are killing Earth. Kill the humans.
Hey, don't worry. They're like 20 years away from this, so it's our kids that'll be disassembled.
No disassemble.
A team of nerdy tech students have made a pod capable of reaching almost 300 miles per hour to travel via magnets at Elon Musk's underground Hyperloop. We'll get the light rail done just in time for Hyperloop to work and then start all over. Hey, but congrats on the big win, despite what they're calling a rapid, unplanned disassembly at the end of its test run. Yeah, some parts came flying off at the end, but the brakes worked.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds super safe and totally under control. And finally, scientists have discovered a new tiny little species of shark with a twist. About the size of a pop can, this shark doesn't have to hunt its food. It glows in the dark and the food comes to it. The downside is the shark is terrible at laser tag.
Pew, pew, pew.
Way too easy to see.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, thanks for hanging out today, guys. Everyone, thanks for coming in for the end of the show. It's been quite a circus, but I really appreciate Todd and everyone else for being in. Say hooray!
Hooray!
Woo! It's the end of the show.
End of the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.